With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Dr. James Dobson has passed away at the age of 89, a pillar of the evangelical community for many decades, and perhaps one of the best-known Christian broadcasters of all time. He was also an advisor to numerous presidents, a best-selling author, and a trained psychologist. President Trump has visited law enforcement and National Guard troops deployed in the nation's capital.
It's like a different place. It's like a different city. It's the capital. It's going to be the best in the world. We're going to do what you're doing with law enforcement. And very importantly, also, we're going to physically do it. We're going back to Congress for some money, and we're going to redo a lot of the pavement, a lot of the medians, a lot of the graffiti's all coming off real fast. It's going to come down real fast.
All in all, as he points out, a lot of work yet to be done.
It's going to be not so much building, it's cleaning and fixing and redoing and putting brand new surfaces down on your roads and streets. And when people come in from the airport all the way to the Capitol, the White House, or any place else they go, and they're going to say, boy, this place is spotless.
German prosecutors announcing the arrest of a Ukrainian citizen suspected of being one of the coordinators of the 2022 Nord Stream gas pipeline explosion. Suspect taken into custody in Italy. There were some very scary moments Thursday at two different colleges. False reports of active shooters leading to panic and lockdowns at both Villanova University in Pennsylvania and the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. In both cases, school officials say it was a hoax. In the meantime, no arrests have been made, but officials say they're investigating and they hope to find those responsible for the prank calls. This is SRN News. Well, it's a good news, bad news kind of poll from the United Kingdom.
The YouGov survey finds the number of young people in Britain who believe in a higher power has surged. 4 years ago, just 16% believed. Now it's 37%. The bad news is that 37% is still awfully low. And it's worth noting the question posed to British people ages 16 to 24 was, quote, do you believe there is a God or gods? Which suggests that some percentage of those who said yes don't actually have faith in the God of the Bible. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu urging French President Emmanuel Macron not to recognize a Palestinian state next month, pointing out that anti-Semitism has surged in France since Macron's announcement that he will do so. Netanyahu wrote the letter to Macron. This is SRN News. President Trump is threatening to cut off funding for all California schools over transgender policies.
In a post on his social media platform, the president said any California school district that does not adhere to his administration's transgender policies will not receive federal funding. He gave no other details. In July, the Trump administration sued California over its policy to allow transgender athletes to compete in girls' school sports, alleging that it was a violation of federal anti-discrimination laws. Greg Clugston, Washington.
American and EU officials releasing a bare-bones account of their trade deal that imposes a 15% import tax on 70% of European goods exported to the United States. But officials have left blank some key areas, such as wine and spirits, as well as steel. More details at srnnews.com.